You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 375. It's Christmas in the 30th century. Welcome to episode 375 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I am Paul French, and today I am catching up, kid.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm catching up with the rest of my family who's been sick for most of a week.
Your turn, huh?
Yeah, I seem to be past the worst of it, though.
Oh, that's good, at least.
I'm highly resistant to these things. And I seem to have been able to... shall we say, fight it a little bit better. But having said that, there's been some dicey moments today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It didn't hit me until late last night. And so while everyone else is still kind of combating it, Jen's had a cold for a better part of a week.
And it's just kind of
held on and dug in. And, you know, there was something going around at the daycare, so Sarah was, she seemed fine except for, won't even get into that.
fair enough.
The eye of a needle at 30 paces, though. Yes, there you go. You're welcome. yes, it has been a bit of a week, so I think I'm past the worst of it, and I think we should all be done with it by the time Christmas rolls around. So all good, I guess.
Well, I would hope so.
Indeed, yes. Over to you, sir.
Oh well, I am Darren Noel, and I am week off from work. Boy, thank God! Holy crap! Yes. I'm enjoying my week off from work. I did nothing yesterday but play video games.
Excellent.
Today I've been doing my traditional, started my movie marathons, and today was Star Wars because I am going to go see Episode 7 tomorrow morning.
What? That's out already?
It's out already, yes.
You'd think they would have done...
Have you not heard?
You'd think they'd do some promotion around it.
I have been off the internets except for game playing.
You know what?
Since it opened because of this, because... there are trolls amongst ye out there in the internet land, and I am not going to be a victim of one of them. So.
I'd like to just say I have an awesome friends list on the Book of Face. No one on my feed has spoiled even the slightest thing.
Well, that's wonderful.
I went to see it the other day. Jan and I went to see it on Friday, and so I've managed to avoid all spoilers, and it's one of those things where I've kind of stayed away from a lot of it, so I didn't even have anything on which to speculate.
Yeah.
And it's so rare these days, right? Usually you see so much of the movie in the trailer, and true. So
but I also stopped watching the trailer like a month
or two
beforehand. Yeah. That way it would be not so fresh in my head. So
absolutely, and a good strategy. So all fine. And so we go in, we get our seats, and I say, okay, I'll go get our popcorn. And as I'm walking toward the popcorn concession, there is another screening that is just letting out. And some bonehead, as he walks out, loudly proclaims, now, to be fair, it was a bit that he clearly didn't really understand, but he's like, wow, so I guess blank is blank, and it's like really? Like,
well,
I was doing so well.
See, I have a strategy for this. I'm bringing the movie theater is about 2 miles from my house.
Yeah,
so I'm getting up in the morning. I'm going to a 9 a.m. showing.
Oh, you're tomorrow. Yeah, good move.
Tomorrow morning because I want to be in and out of there. It's supposed to rain in the afternoon, so it's a 2.5 hour movie. I figure if I get in there at 9 a.m., watch the movie,
yep,
it'll be out around 11:15, 11:20.
That's
it's a 2 hour plus movie, I hear.
It is, yeah. So that means you won't be spoiled for the fact that Jar Jar Binks is actually Darth Vader's father.
Yeah, I'll stop it.
He's saying, Misa, your father.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I'm bringing my iPod with me.
Smart.
Yeah. So I will be plugged in until the movie starts. I will not hear anything. Yes. I'm just going to be like focused.
The thing that came out of it was really, it was the fact that he had a question about it is like, wow, you really weren't paying a lot of attention, were you? But it was one of those things where it's like, well, I can't unhear that now. So now as I look at this circumstance, I'm going to be thinking, could be.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's, I was watching the news the other day. You know, at one of the national broadcast news programs in the morning, and they started talking in vagaries about it, and I'm like, ah, and I turned it off. I didn't want to hear about, you know, people think they're really vague about spoilers, but really, once you say something about a movie, and someone's not heard it, that person has an expectation now.
Now, I think
something's going to happen.
I think I've been fairly vague. And
you have been,
And there's, you know, and deliberately so, you know,
blank is blank could mean anything,
and that was why I chose that.
This wasn't as blank as your spoiler.
Aw, man, shut up.
I turned off.
There. In fact, you will see this movie, and you'll come out of it saying, "I wonder what thing he was talking about."
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, no, I feel certain you will.
But I know you, so we talk a lot, Paul.
It's true. It's true. But you won't know what thing I'm talking about, and that's the I'm fairly sure about
it. J.J. Abrams, so I'm expecting the twist. You know, there's always that Abrams, you know, here, have some of that. Because J.J.
Who's he think he is? M. Night Shyamalan?
I know. Well, he's a genre fan.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I could not be happier right now not having seen the movie yet. I know enough to know that most of my friends are like, hey, that was pretty good, and that's all I want to know.
Yep.
I think we lucked out.
Yeah, and I haven't even said that much, and I refuse to until you've seen it.
Well, it's like Star Trek. I was like, oh God, Star Trek, it's going to be awful. And he blew me away in Star Trek as director. I was impressed that he injected so much energy and such new life into a franchise that has been limping for the past decade.
Oh, totally.
So, you know, I was very happy about that. So I don't know how I'm going to be disappointed here. And I have high expectations, so we'll see. We'll see if they are met.
Indeed.
It's not a date, so, you know, the bar is not set that low.
All right. Well, lest I say anything else that could be construed.
We'll talk about Star Wars maybe next week.
We shall move on in very vague terms for those who couldn't get out the first couple of weeks. Although, I think...
maybe in the new year we'll...
Yeah, I mean it's a little indie flick that's really not going to make much money. And
not make any money at all.
yeah, not a dime, not a dime.
I think it went over the $270 million for opening weekend already.
It's fire.
Which
it's
is just
fire.
Dear effing God, that is. How much did Disney buy Lucas for? Does anyone know?
It was wasn't it like
something billion, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was in the billions. 13 comes to mind, but even... I'm not sure.
I think they're going to make their money back.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to make their money back, kids. This is what we call a owned investment.
$4 billion.
$4 billion? Just $4 billion? Oh, yeah. They're going to make it back on this movie. At the rate it's tracking? Oh,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the rate it's tracking, thank you, George. Thank you for that money, the mouse says.
And
then the mouse moves on, because you're forgetting, kids, each of the Disney parks in America is going to have a Star Wars land coming soon.
And I hear that they've started already.
Oh, they have.
Yeah.
The studios in Orlando has already, a whole bunch of stuff is closed to make room for the new construction of Star Wars Land.
So as it turns out, that seems to, the $4 billion tends to be that seems to be what Disney pays for stuff.
Yeah,
that's what they bought Marvel for too.
Oh, it's a nice round number.
Yeah,
sure. And they've made their money back on Marvel now, haven't they? Not this dramatically, but...
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, you know, it's like, okay, so the movie could gross $4 billion. They still had to actually make the movie.
Oh, totally.
So, but I think it's going to go a long way, you know, it's going to cover those costs, and it's going to go a long way to starting to defray the cost of the acquisition. Hell, they have probably done so in part just with the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, merchandising alone.
Yeah.
I saw the little picture of the bag of onions with the new robot on it. It was like,
seriously?
Oranges.
Oh my goodness. Oranges.
Because he's orange and he's round.
Yes,
and I'm
he
like,
is. Yes.
Marketing majors, you need to quit. You just need to stop it. Yeah. Stop it now.
That is too on the nose.
Thank you. Star Wars oranges, stop it.
Good the grief. Wow. Yeah.
Batman shampoo and conditioner, Gordon. It's coming soon, kids. Wait.
Just wait.
Mm-hmm. Wait for it. Wait for it.
So speaking.
Batman versus dandruff. What?
Oh yeah. and we'll talk about what we're gonna do tonight, and then we'll just get into one little bit of Legion news that we didn't get to last week because we didn't know about it. So sure. Finding out about it after it was news to us.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of Star Wars, I think we mentioned this on the show last week as well. We were originally talking about doing the Star Wars Christmas special, but...
True. It's awful.
Just can't.
I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Except for B. Arthur singing and poor Carrie Fisher's number at the end. You know what? Just fast forward to B. Arthur singing in the cantina and then move forward from there and you're good. You can shave that sucker down to like 15 minutes.
Exactly.
But it is horrible in the first half an hour.
And so in the tradition of... you know, doing basically doing Christmas specials that we loved. You know, we actually, you know, if I were to Herm,
Herm, the Watchmen Christmas special
with Watchmen featuring Watchmen babies, Watchmen babies.
Now for you, doobie doo.
So let's just do a little retrospective of the things we have done for our Christmas episode, with the exception of
the Christmas past.
Yeah. Oh yeah. With the exception of 2010 and 2011, because I don't have
those.
I don't have them posted yet. You know, the reposting hasn't happened of those. Yeah, Herm.
I know we didn't do this one, the one that we're going to do tonight. So
yeah, exactly. So the first year for our Christmas episode, we talked about the Lightning Saga. So there was no Christmas.
Yeah, there was no Christmas. Yeah. Well, that story was kind of a good one. You want to think about it that way. So
okay. Again, tenuous.
Very, very extremely.
The next one. The next year, we talked about the Continuity Punch. The original Continuity Punch.
What goes into Continuity Punch? Is it a strawberry?
and there's just a little bit of cranberry.
Oh, okay.
just a soupçon, as it were.
It's really tart.
Yeah. So I don't have the, as I say, the 2010. But I think so we did. I think in 2011 we did the talking about our favorite Christmas specials. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the next year, 2012, we just kind of did some recent Legion news. We talked about our different traditions and the things that we do each Christmas, which was a lot of fun. I like
sure, that was nice. Yeah.
Then in 2013. Let's see. What did we do here? Ah, yes, we did. We did Festivus.
Oh,
the Seinfeld episode, season 9, episode 10, the strike.
The feats of strength. And yes. The grievances.
Lots the airing of grievances. Of the grievances, indeed. Got a lot of stuff to talk to you people about. Last year, we did Except he didn't say fudge.
No, he didn't.
And
that was a fun one.
It really was.
That's a fun movie. It really is.
And so this morning I was actually watching. I've put it on and Elle's had no interest in it in the past, but this might be the year. We actually were watching the show The Goldbergs, and they had a bit where they talked about A Christmas Story and showed a couple of scenes from it, and she was interested in that. So perhaps this might be the year.
Indeed.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's what we did.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So I think those are the only ones where we've done sort of the commentary. So this year we thought let's okay, can't do the Star Wars one because
it's awful.
Just wha. tell us what you picked, Darren.
I picked a classic from the late 1980s. This gentleman has been a avant-garde artiste for many, many years. And for those of you who know him and love him, you know that he's had some rough times.
Yeah.
There have been some issues. But we are going to do tonight Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas Special.
Exactly.
And I will post the link to the Facebook page so you can listen along.
Exactly.
There are commercials in this YouTube, so we're going to get some retro stuff.
Which is going to be some of the fun right there.
It is. Now, for the Legion connection, I agree with Paul completely. It's tenuous at the very best.
Yes.
But this special has so many people involved in it, it reads like a Legion roll call at the very beginning. And there's a song about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought, there's your Legion connection.
There you go.
It's an hour long with about 40 different characters.
Yeah, and here's another thought. He also was in a Batman movie, and Batman has teamed up with the Legion a couple of times.
True.
So we're getting a little closer.
That's probably
it's like, again a little but you know what, it's fun, it's all in fun, so by all means join us in this, you know, follow the YouTube link and listen to this while you watch that, and I think you'll have some fun, especially those of you who are around our ages, you know, you'll remember a lot of this stuff. And
you'll remember most of the acts, and you'll see some actors who went on to do much better things than they're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely. Although
there's a few of them
to do some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
Calvin Curtis did fine for himself, I think.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did indeed. And not lots of them. We'll kind of get to them as we go.
True.
Let's see here. Okay, so. But there was, as I said, just before we get into that, a little tiny bit of Legion-y news.
True.
And we remember there was some talk the other week about the minifigures.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And so we had the Lightning Lad minifigure, and they floated out the design for the
Cosmic Boy.
The Cosmic Boy one, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the founders of the Legion actually appear in this new... I'm trying to find the title of it.
I think it's called Cosmic Clash. It's a DC superhero Lego adventure.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me just...
Sure thing.
Look up. Let's just.
We'll vamp.
Yeah. Let's just find the. I want to find the actual. I thought I had the link handy, so then it was. I looked and I said, "Oh, that ended up getting switched with something else."
Uh oh.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. You know. So this is what. This is what IMDb is for. Yes, you are correct. Lego DC Comics Superheroes, Justice League, Cosmic Clash. I found that by looking up Andy Milder on IMDb because he voices Lightning Lad.
Well, there you go.
And it's
the same voices from the animated shows.
That's right, except for Cosmic Boy. Because Cosmic Boy was Will Wheaton in...
Wheaton!
and in this, he's Uri Lowenthal.
Ah.
Who you've heard in a thousand things.
Yes.
Perhaps even 100,000 things.
Indeed.
You know, he's done a lot of, he's no stranger to a lot of these, you know, sort of the DC-based movies or any of that, that sort of,
he's one of those voiceover gods.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He works a lot. He's worked a lot with Tara Platt, and I'm just trying to look up some of his DC stuff. But yeah, Young Justice. He used to play a lot of sort of the kind of a utility player. So he was Lagoon Boy. He was Icicle Junior in Young Justice. He was the son of Batman in Dark Knight Returns Part 2. So he's been a lot of this stuff. And he also did a lot of things in some of the Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man shows and video games. So he's done a lot of cartoon and video game stuff. And
it pays the bills, people.
Well, you know, we're sitting here and, you know, he was Prince Tufton in Brave and the Bold and Bullet Man.
Prince Tufton.
Yes.
Such a cool name.
And also Mr. Miracle.
Ah.
And so there we go. So lots and lots of parts. So he plays Kaz. Let's see. Troy Baker is Batman. Nolan North is Superman. I think that kind of ties in with the sort of the rest of these Lego Justice League movies, which are a lot of fun if you haven't seen any of them, and they're a lot of fun.
They're very cute.
Saturn Girl is played by Kerry Walgren, who you may know as many, many voices in Phineas and Ferb. She's also in she's again one of those utility players. She's also been in Gravity Falls and Mr. Peabody and Sherman and Rick and Morty. She plays Jessica in Rick and Morty.
Ah. Rick and Morty, they're some twisted TV kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. Not for your children.
Yeah. She played Livewire and Karen Beecher / Livewire in Justice League Gods and Monsters. She's been in the Bubble Guppies, which means I've heard her before.
What are Bubble Guppies?
It's a...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. moving on.
In the Justice League versus Bizarro League, she played Wonder Woman as well as Bizarra.
Bizarra.
Also, you know, Doc McStuffins, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. She played Black Canary in a Green Arrow. I guess that was the set of shorts.
Shorts. Shorts.
Anyway, lots of stuff. So there you go. So,
cool.
These things are generally really cool. So, so everyone should check it out.
Agreed.
And there's Legion stuff in it. And this is the trick, right? We want to make sure that they make more stuff for the Legion. So let's let them know that we bought it. And we bought it because Legion.
Yep.
So. Without further ado, let's get to...
All right.
So, 3, 2, 1, and then play?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1, then play. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, play. Oh, that's kind of cute.
Why does it never play?
Is it not playing for you?
Not yet. So, let's start again.
Uh-oh. Okay, let me go back.
Herm.
It wants to autoplay now, of course. Are you ready? And I'll let me know when you press play and I will release the button.
3, 2, 1, play. Turns out I needed to use the space bar.
Ah, of course.
Yeah. Why would you use the actual play button that they've drawn on there?
I don't know, Paul. I do not know.
All right. So we get kind of a
rank it's Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, there went the fox. What does he say?
I say that to the kids all the time.
Oh.
So, yeah, we get kind of the whole snowy thing with lots of creatures in the forest. And there it is, Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas Special.
And with an arrow going this way, I guess.
Just like you love in your comics.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
And we see the playhouse all decorated for Christmas.
Oh my lord, hot Marines, I am here. You know, there's just something about an all-male glee club that gets me right in the special place.
Ah, see, then you need to watch some of the stuff with Grant Gustin in Glee.
Oh, yes, I do.
Back when The Flash was in a glee club.
Mm.
While Supergirl was on the other glee club team.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. And there's Pee-wee.
There's Pee-wee. Now, something that you guys might not know is the backup dancer singer on the left in the gold dress sang backup for Madonna's Blonde Ambition tour.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Very neat. So going around introducing all of the various characters.
Annette.
You know what this... so they're doing the... taking off the whole Mouseketeers opening. And it reminds me of that... Remember the short-lived show Muppets Tonight?
Yes.
There was one where they... And it's still one of my favorite things, and I remember this all these years later, where it's like they're going by, and they've got the one kid with poor short-term memory, and he keeps coming by, Stu! So they're going through all the... Frankie Avalon, Shero... Annette Funicello, Whoopi Goldberg, Magic Johnson, Grace Jones, Katie Lang, Little Richard, Joan Rivers, Donna Shore, Oprah, and Zsa Zsa.
It's like a who's who of the gay 80s kids.
Seriously.
And you notice who wasn't in there, but who's actually in this.
Who's that?
We'll get to her. Because Paul.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to get your voice ready.
Oh, Is it?
Yes.
Comet,
yes,
it is. The Super Horse?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. So,
Oh, no, not The Land Before Time.
Yeah, so commercial for The Land Before Time.
Hello, Don Bluth Studios. Because it looks like a Dragon's Lair.
Yes. Yes, the Dragon's Lair video game. Yes. Oh, the kid's getting told no parties. You know there's going to be a party.
Party time. Oh, my God. Look, a phone with a cord.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're having a party.
Oh, it's a Coke party.
Which, in the 70s, would have been a very different time, different thing. Sure. It's a surprise party for their parents. That's the trick. There's the twist. Is extra sugar-free gum still around?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah. Oh, new winter fresh and cinnamon.
Yeah, but that ending looked like they were about to go have sex.
I think they were. They had the cinnamon.
Ah, true.
Yeah.
And we have Pee-wee with Conky the Robot.
Yes. And you know who used to fix Conky the Robot?
Who?
The guy who would go on to play Bail Organa. That's bearing the lead. Jimmy Smits from NYPD Blue. He was the repairman who used to come in to fix Conky.
Sweet.
Yeah. I've watched some of these on DVD over the last little bit, some of the earlier episodes. I've got the first season.
Gotcha. And I do like that Pee-wee does break the fourth wall a lot.
Absolutely.
That's very good with kids.
Well, and the thing you got to remember is how kind of off the wall this was for the time. You know, we see a lot of stuff like this now. There's a lot of stuff that is influenced by Pee-wee's Playhouse. And but, you know, I remember years ago reading a book called Media Virus, and they talked about how, you know, there was a lot of sort of neat little subversive stuff that they would do in this.
Oh, totally. Meanwhile, I would love that wall. If I didn't have cats, I would want that wall.
Ah, yes, yes.
Of the shimmering key tags or whatever they are.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's just fabulous!
A little bit.
Oh, wow. Who amongst us as a geek does not want a rolling toy closet?
Absolutely.
That's just... well, it's a vault, I guess, really.
Yeah, and it had cool toys in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Walking the dog with the yo-yo.
Claymation.
Yeah. And there you go.
Around the world. This is not the way I used to do it, but it's okay.
Hey, no. Oh. Yeah. Crack the lens. Oh, my. Yeah, so, I mean, there was a lot of stuff in this that, you know, when you think about mainstream TV in the 80s, you know, this was mainstream TV in the Reagan era.
Yeah,
totally. Right? And
this was just after Reagan. This December 88, so Reagan was on his way out of office.
On his way out, but, you know, it's not like his administration was that far from the game for the next 4 years, right?
Oh, no, so, no, totally. H.W. Bush took over, and, well, there you go.
Yeah, but I mean, this show started in 86, so that was midway through Reagan's second term. True. And so, yeah, it's a little wacky. It's a little wacky.
It also challenged them to be subversive because you couldn't get away with a lot of stuff.
And they found ways. You know, it's that whole idea of...
It's coding. It's like,
having to be
the camera.
And having to be clever to make it work. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we're really talking about here, but let's just go with it. Aw, poor Conky.
Poor Conky. Will he ever win?
No. Wow. That is a messy list.
And a printout. Yes, he's printed out the list.
On cashier tape. Oh, it's Miss Yvonne!
Okay, so who was Miss Yvonne?
I have no idea. I know that her costume here is the envy of drag queens everywhere.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Look at this. She is a Christmas vision, people. It looks like a Christmas tree. She needs lights in there.
Yes.
And right. I think she would have had them had we not had LED lights.
Lynn Marie Stewart.
Ah.
Hold
on. We're about to get to that subversiveness in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, she plays Charlie's mom on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia now.
There you go. There's enough of me for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, and she used to be Squiggy's girlfriend on Laverne and Shirley.
Ah.
There we have it.
Fruitcake count. Drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, if yeah, there we go. Fruitcake,
take a drink, kids.
And like every fruitcake, it's a brick.
Yep. Fruitcakes are tough, Paul. I don't know what you've heard.
they're fierce, Darren.
They're fierce. Yes, darling, yes. Ooh, like you want to smell like Pee Wee Herman all day. Ugh.
Well, depends on when. Around 1991? Maybe not so much. Oh, yes, Flory. I forgot
about Flory. Flory's like, yeah. Come stand over me. She's wearing a skirt, kids. You get it? Look up my skirt. I do find this amusing where he's getting out the hand truck to move the fruitcake around.
Yeah, yeah. Flory.
It's goofy but funny. Oh no, it's the food in the refrigerator. This show did a lot of claymation.
Which, yeah, and I mean, I think it kind of gave a kind of sort of re-up to the whole claymation thing, and they did it a lot in regular episodes, but it's even more appropriate for the Christmas episode.
Oh, totally.
Given that it really has that sort of Rankin Bass look to it.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember the California Raisin commercials kind of did claymation in for a few years. Everyone was like, enough.
Yeah. But, you know, the California Raisins also helped to bring the world NWA.
True.
So, because that was the big act on the label that eventually signed them. So,
true.
There's your little hip hop thing. Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow. Jumpin' Jack Flash era Whoopi.
Yes. Yes, it would be. Oh, poor Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aw.
And he's got the can phone, like the tin can, and it's a Del Monte pineapple.
Is it pineapple punch. Or peaches?
Looks like...
Oh, it's Tropical Punch. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the fruit salad or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Again, coding.
Coding.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, magic screen time.
Yep. Just looking for some Christmas fun.
Yeah. Oh, always. So you hop through your screen to do that, Paul.
And this would have been with the now it's connect the Christmas dots, la la la.
Yeah.
You know, this again, you know, sort of standard green screen type stuff, but
totally.
It's having him interact with the various elements again. You know, they were kind of
ahead of their time. Really.
Yeah. For Saturday morning television.
Oh, totally.
And here's Magic Johnson,
who is really, really tall.
Yes, he's apparently the cousin of Magic Screen.
Well, that makes sense. Magic Johnson, Magic Screen.
Yeah, of course it does. I didn't even catch on to that.
Really?
Seriously.
And Magic Screen and the Magic Sled is taking them away from the polar bear that's chasing them.
Yeah.
And, oh, poof, right through the snow. Classic cartoon stuff.
No, I think Magic was still playing at this point.
I think he was. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was around 91, 92 that he...
he retired.
That he announced he had tested positive and retired, so...
And still alive today, so there you go.
Yeah, you know, what, 25, almost 25 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, Pee-wee, we were so selfish.
And here we have the thing where if you had something in the Saturday morning, you had to teach the kids a lesson.
Oh, yeah, this is where he talks about Christmas.
Educational about that.
And you know what? It's funny, because in the YouTube comments, which I try not to read usually, but this one points out, you know, wish everyone, he says, listen to what Pee-wee is saying about Christmas at 12:44, and remember that every December, I'm begging you.
Yep.
Yeah. About helping others at Christmas, absolutely.
Aw, yeah. Zombie wants an extra wish.
All right, so who was Jambi? John Paragon. Let's see what else he's done since. He was in Airplane 2.
Of course he was.
Obviously, the Pee-wee movies. He was a writer as well as playing the gas station attendant on Elvira Mistress of the Dark.
Oh, sweet.
And he was in UHF, which
to
me automatically cements his nerd cred.
Totally. And now we are decorated for Christmas on the inside of the playhouse. Woohoo! And everything's awful lens flary right now.
Because they had J.J. Abrams helping them out.
I know, right?
Reba the Mail Lady.
Oh, Reba the Mail Lady.
Yeah, played by...
Must be a dead body somewhere.
Yeah, played by Apatha Murkison, who most people would remember from Law & Order, because she was on that show forever. And she's now on... she's the hospital administrator on the show Chicago Med that just started a few months ago.
Oh, sweet.
And she's awesome.
She is very awesome.
They used to talk about how when Jerry Orbach was on... Law and Order and
fruitcake, take a drink, Paul.
Oh, yeah. And what's his name? Guy who's on Flash now. Jesse L. Martin. Because they're both they're all Broadway actors as well. And so, you know, in between scenes they would always break into show tunes and try to throw each other off with them, like I'm going to try one that you're not going to know, and both Orbach and Martin said that she had an encyclopedic knowledge, and that they're like, man, we know a lot of songs, she knows more. Press on nails. They're massive. Yep. Ooh, toenails.
They're toenails. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, they were actually producing the show in New York. For a while, they were producing in a New York warehouse, and they moved out of there around sometime in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And
went
so
to
that,
LA, I'm assuming. Right?
That's right, yeah. And that changed the you know,
oh, Paul.
Huge
it's a goddess
of staff, yeah. Oh, Grace Jones. Pee Wee Herman is not the president. That is correct.
The post office has misdelivered yet another piece of mail.
Yeah, delivering it to the White House or the Playhouse instead of the White House. Some would say, maybe not that far off.
Maybe.
Oh no! Wait, it wasn't the Clinton era.
No, that wasn't.
All right, Grace Jones.
She's
wow.
a goddess.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Wow. Doing a crazy version of Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy. Yep.
Yeah.
Look at that outfit. Dear Lord in heaven. This is some coding too, kids.
Little bit. Yeah. I've never got the whole Grace Jones thing.
Well, she's just avant-garde. She's more of an artist than a singer, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, she's more of a performance artist. Like, if it was the present day, she would be Gaga.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah,
sense.
Yeah, no, it does, absolutely.
She was just one of those formative artists way before then.
Yeah. All right, fade to commercial.
Yay, commercial. Oh, Colgate
wow.
Jr.
This could not be a more 80s commercial. Exploding stars and lots of, yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God. This is, I'm having a neon epileptic.
Yeah, it's kind
here.
Of kind of like proto-MTV type, you know, when they started doing the, you know, you can go to the booth at the amusement park and make your own music video.
Music video,
they
yeah.
They all look like this with the same sort of baked-in effects.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, shopping late. He looks familiar. I can't place him. Maybe he was. Maybe I saw him in Moonlighting once.
Oh, Isotoner gloves. My mom had a pair.
Yeah. Wasn't this in referenced in Christmas Vacation as well?
I think so.
Yeah.
The perfect fit, indeed.
Oh, Honey Nut Cheerios, Christmas Carol.
It's Buzz the.
You know, never a fan of Honey Nut Cheerios. My kids love them. Now, you know, we made the mistake of getting them Honey Nut Cheerios once because they were out of the regular kind, and now they won't go back. Uh-oh. There you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
You disappeared for a second.
Did I? I'm sorry.
It's all good. I was talking about Honey Nut Cheerios and my... Oh, speaking of the California raisins.
There they are. I miss Garfield, though.
A Claymation Christmas special. We yeah. watched that one. Jan really loves the Garfield Christmas special, so we
it's
have
fun.
The Holiday Garfield one, and oh, that's one we watch every year.
It's the Duke Boys. Holla.
Christmas Comes to Willow Creek.
Yeah, but I don't think they're playing the Duke Boys. They're playing two other characters, I think. It was just it was a reunion without it being a reunion, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay, talking designated drivers.
Yep.
Y'all are going to drink. Don't drive, folks.
Please call an Uber wherever you are. And now we're back in the Playhouse with Frankie and Annette.
Yep. And now this would have been around the time of the Back to the Beach movie, correct?
Yeah, the redo. Yeah, I think they did a couple of really inexpensive straight-to-cable or straight-to-video versions of Back to the Beach.
Yeah, so I remember the one where they had Dick Dale.
One in the 90s, for sure.
Yeah, they had Dick Dale doing Pipeline with Stevie Ray Vaughan on the soundtrack, and it was awesome.
So is Frankie Avalon's hair.
Back to the Beach came out the year before, August 7th, 1987.
Oh, okay.
And that's the one I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually, I believe, a theatrical release.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm just looking at Frankie Avalon's hair. My mind is, I'm like, no.
Heck of a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, heck of a thing, sir. Heck of a thing.
It actually got two thumbs up, Back to the Beach, from Siskel and Ebert.
Well, that's the nostalgia kick for you, right?
Ooh, Amy Mann even was on the soundtrack.
Ooh.
The soundtrack actually looks really good, with Pee Wee Herman doing Surfin' Bird.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's the connection.
Hey, Paul, have you heard? Have you heard the word?
I have heard the word.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Paul?
Oh. She wants to know the secret word.
Yep. Cher was apparently unable to film the, or was a late arrival for the whole thing. And she heard about it, wanted to be on. And so this is back in the days when Cher was doing bad commercials for Detangler with a woman who kind of looked like Sam Kinison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was horrible. She had some bad time there.
Now, she would have...
But this is after Moonstruck. So it was that odd time for her when, you know, you get an Academy Award for Best Actress and then no one wants to employ you.
Well, and part of that was also just the number of surgeries she had around that time that kind of made her not look, you know, there was a lot of issue with that.
Look at how tiny she is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So this was also a year after. It was also a year after Witches of Eastwick.
Ah.
And 2 years before Mermaids.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moonstruck was also in 87.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's the King of Cartoons.
King of Cartoons.
Yay, the King of Cartoons. Someone's got to be the King of Cartoons. Might as well be this guy.
Why not? Why not, as they say.
I do like the fact that he's wearing more green than red here. It's... Oh, two fruitcakes. Double drink, kids.
Oh, goodness.
And, of course, this is a call-out to Annette's place in Disney history. The King of Cartoons is a nod and a wink to all the great guys of the 30s and 40s who did cartoons, Disney, you know, Mel Blanc. Oh, my God. What's Joan Rivers doing here? And there you go. Merry Christmas from Joan Rivers.
William Marshall, I believe he was William Marshall was the King of Cartoons at this time.
And then they got all these I think more or less so cheap you can play them anywhere cartoons to put in here when he did his thing.
Yeah. He was in a Star Trek episode, The Ultimate Computer.
Oh, he was the Daystrom guy.
That's right, Dr. Richard Daystrom. Yeah,
there's a geek.
Seriously,
moment for you, because that was them showing back then. Because he was original series, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. The episode that he did was in 1968.
Yeah, so they were showing an African American man as a accomplished scientist.
Yes,
that was called some subversive TV back in the day, kids.
Well, and there's a great story about one of the guys who was on the Challenger, and our friend Michael Gravois would probably have a better insight on this than we do, but he talked about seeing Star Trek and how that really sort of set him on the path to wanting to become an astronaut. You know, because he's like they've got this diverse cast. There are people who look like me there, and exactly. and that was something that inspired him.
Yep, it's amazing how seeing something when you're a kid can really form your adult life.
Yes,
you know, something really innocuous as a TV episode, and we have Santa here making the orphans happy with his handmade toys. I wish my tree spun around like that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
A tree to leer, maybe. That's Billy Baloney.
Oh, Billy Baloney. Yeah, so Billy Baloney, for those who aren't watching the episode along with us, and if not, what are you thinking?
Seriously.
They've got, it's basically a ventriloquist dummy that
Pee-wee is working here.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, it's Pee-wee's Playhouse. Come on.
Well, absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Dear.
What was that the word of the day?
Starting to snow. This is the point where I go, oh, I'm good. I'll stay home all week. Thank you. This is the part when you get out of your house and go to work.
We had pretend snow that didn't stick to the ground, although we went to my in-law's place today, and theirs had actually stuck to the ground.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It's all going to go away tomorrow over the next couple of days, though, because it's going to warm up and rain.
Aww.
It's like, let's get rid of it all, they say.
Well, it got cold here the other day. It got down into the 20s overnight, which is cold for us.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually walking down the street, and these two people were walking past me, and they looked very cold. And one was a bald gentleman. He said he was from Chicago. This other girl said she was from Detroit. They were not prepared for it to be this cold this far south.
Yeah.
And I was like, you better get a jacket, because this is nothing yet. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is the 20s. It gets down to the zeros and below here on occasion. It's rare, but it happens, so. Oh, Pee-wee's making snow angels. As long as he doesn't make yellow snow cones, I think.
No, because that would be wrong.
That would be very, very wrong.
Oh, yeah, talking about how they used to make snow for TV shows using coconut shavings.
Coconut shavings, yeah.
Which would sometimes react badly with the lighting.
Yes, because they would turn yellow, I believe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The heat and everything.
Speaking of yellow snow, yeah.
Yeah, so true. Oh, here comes Cowboy Curtis, here to offer Pee-wee the red or blue pill. Because that's all... Oh, my God, that outfit. Cowboy Curtis, what happened to you? He's a purple nightmare.
And so Lawrence Fishburne, when he was Larry Fishburne...
Ooh, Larry.
Yeah, he was going by Larry... before he decided that was a little boy's name.
True.
And
Lawrence.
And so this would have been a couple of years before Boys in the Hood, about 2 or 3 years. And that kind of really sort of got him rolling.
True. And these are the Del Rubio triplets who have sadly all since passed.
Ah.
They were famous for singing new wave hits on their guitars. And they were famous for a version of Whip It by Devo.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that was them.
Yeah, and they also did a version of The Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters.
Right.
Which
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. Ladies, thank you for your songs. Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those weird off acts that I love this special for. It's like they would never get any time on any other show, probably, but this one.
Oh, you absolutely.
Know. Just because they're so quirky. It's like you get three ladies, put them in some Christmas outfits, and have them sing and, you know, and walk with their guitars.
Yeah.
And choreography. What?
Yeah, oh, totally, totally.
Do, do. And coconut shavings.
coconut.
Coconut.
Everyone's mixing their
metaphors.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking perhaps more the
snowman.
Pina coladas. That's the word I was looking for.
Pina coladas. Yes. Not really a winter drink, though.
No. Perhaps one to which one would aspire,
maybe,
though.
Maybe in Hawaii, because it's always, you know, tropical in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, poor little Richard.
Oh, little Richard.
Still in the closet, kids. Still in the closet. He has ridden those four songs that he had all the way.
Oh, yes. You know? Absolutely.
Although I do find him very amusing.
Oh, absolutely.
I love him. I give him a hard time because I'm like, really, Queen? Really? But, you know, whatever. And then we have Pee-wee ice skating on the glice, probably, because that's what they call indoor ice for shows. Because it's not really ice, because it would melt under the lights and everything. And of course, the real skater, Hans the skater. I thought that was kind of a cute thing. Oh my God, 1980s is back. It's Legos.
Oh yes. See, Lego again, one of those timeless things. You know,
Legoland, kids.
You know, I loved playing with Lego as a kid. My kids adore playing with Lego now.
Look at the moose in his hair.
Oh yeah. Yeah. A little. All right. Now we've got a. It's always fun trying to guess what the commercial is before they show.
This looks like diamonds.
Or perfume.
Well,
I can't seem to forget you. Maybe it's for extra.
This is a little racy for Saturday morning cartoons, so this must be a rebroadcast or something.
Yeah, I wonder.
They showed this at night.
Not Wind Song, so it was
a perfume.
Yeah.
Wind Song. Do they even make that anymore?
Oh, I have no idea. So now we're getting a Saturday Rocks. Oh, there's someone playing a guitar. Another sure sign of the 80s. Oh, advertising the George C. Scott...
Scrooge, yeah.
Scrooge, yeah.
Or Christmas Carol, I guess.
I think it was referred to as Edward Woodward. Oh, okay, they did, because I know sometimes they used to play around with the, you know, alternating the... I guess this was right around the time that Scrooged came out, so...
Yeah. And, you know, that story's kind of like the Captain Marvel / Shazam.
Yes.
Christmas stories. What do we call it again?
Yeah. Waterbed commercial.
Ooh.
With a bookcase headboard.
Well,
very like many different
do.
Kinds of...
Like you do. This is bringing me back. 1980s.
Big Sur waterbeds. Yes.
Well, we know where this was recorded off of now.
Yeah, exactly. Clearly a...
This is Dreamer Country.
That's right.
By the way, happy birthday, Matt. Happy birthday, Scott. We know you're not listening, but, you know, we can say it anyway.
Yeah. It is, of course, neither of their birthdays, but...
But, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wish them Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Say happy birthday.
There you go. Well, Scott's is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Frosty the Snowman, Paul. Happy... Happy birthday.
Right. Right. Yes. Yeah, Green Bay, Wisconsin is where this was recorded. Yep.
Oh. Okay. Now we're back.
Yep.
By the LED fire. Oh, we're having cocoa. Because it's chilly outside.
That happens sometimes, you know.
Does, I hear.
Yeah. Just letting you know.
Thank you. See, we're doing cultural exchange, Paul.
That's what it is, yes.
Down here, we have some sweet tea for you with ice cubes.
Sweet tea.
Katie Lang.
Some Canadian content.
Have we seen Katie Lang in a dress since this?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, because this would have been a couple of years after Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Yeah, probably not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is like, after she did this, she came out of the closet. I don't think she did it beforehand.
Yeah.
But I think after this.
So I'm trying to see if it aired in the evening. And it may have. Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas Special is a Christmas television special based on the American Saturday Morning Children's Program. It doesn't say when they...
I would think that they did air this at night for the kids.
Yeah.
Because they always needed new Christmas specials, because you can only watch Charlie Brown Christmas so many times.
Very true. Very true. And sometimes not even that many.
True. True.
Although when I was leaving last night, the kids were watching Rudolph with their grandmother.
Aww.
That's kind of the Frosty. Those mm-hmm. are the ones my kids really like.
There are a lot of them that are just really depressing.
Oh yeah.
Frosty and Rudolph at the fair or the circus is just horrid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, so this guy's going to take all the hats, and if Rudolph says anything about it, then the Frosties are going to melt and then blames him for the theft at the circus. It's like, what the hey? It's
bit,
horrible.
A little
it's
bit of
dark.
A little bit of trivia.
Okay.
This did air during prime time on a weekday.
Okay.
And the choir of Marines at the beginning was actually the men's choir of UCLA wearing Marine uniforms.
Oh, sweet.
They actually had hoped to book the actual Marine Corps choir, but they were unable to do so at the time of the filming.
We probably invaded somewhere.
Yeah. Cher's cameo was taped in only 25 minutes as she was whisked in and out of the studio due to a heavy schedule for a promotional tour at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting apparatus used in Miss Yvonne's hair actually shorted and smoked during production, and the crew had to intervene to remove the power pack from under her wardrobe and remove the wig which housed the lightning.
The lightning.
Katie Lang was asked by Paul Rubens to be on the show after hearing her first record, which was given to him by Warner Brothers. Her segment took the longest to film, nearly half a day.
Wow, really?
And Magic Johnson, the producers had arranged to film his, like they had to arrange in order to secure his appearance, mm-hmm. To film just at under an hour on a Saturday, as he had a game scheduled later in the day while he was still playing with the Lakers.
Ah, so this wasn't when he was retired. He was still playing?
No, oh yeah, no, he didn't retire until 91.
Gotcha.
Yeah, 91, 92 sort of time frame.
Oh, a penny cartoon! Yeah. These were kind of cute shorts where the girl's eyes were actually pennies, which is the wrong name for an American cent, but we all call them pennies anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that the wrong
name? On the back of the coin, it says 1 cent. It does not say one penny. Hmm. That is a cent coin, not a penny. It's a leftover from England. That's why it's different.
Yeah.
I know that because I worked in a numismatist shop for quite some time.
A which?
A numismatic shop.
Huh. Yeah.
And our playlist shop, a collectible shop.
You know yes, for when we used to have the penny, when I still have a little collection of them. We had, it says 1 cent on ours as well. Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone calls them pennies. You know what they mean.
Oh, yeah.
I think even on the wrappers, they say 50 pennies, you know, when you wrap them and take them
to the bank. I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, so. Oh, it's the Countess. It's a very moving moment.
Oh, yes. This always makes me think
take
of...
Take a drink, Paul. Christmas.
Fruitcake. This always makes me... This one always makes me think of that... It's a steak sauce commercial, you know. Can you imagine? Moo, 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 moo.
Oh, Zsa Zsa's Countess.
Yes.
Of course. Princess Zsa Zsa would be with Countess. Oh, my Lord. Look at that outfit. How 1980s is this? She is 1 second from bitch slapping a cop at any moment, kids. Remember this. A joke on many of Zsa Zsa's husbands over the years. Oh, she's going strapless. Oh, goodness. That's brave at her age. Phone's ringing.
Yep. So into the little booth he goes.
It's not that kind of a booth, Paul.
Oh, hey, no.
Yeah, I think that's fruit cocktail. Oh, it's Dinosaur.
Dinosaur, yes. Oh, she's going to sing for him.
Yep, she is. This could take a while. Now, there are versions of this song that I love, but then the traditional version bores me.
Is not one of them. Yeah, what Darren's speaking of is the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes. Oh, look, it's Oprah.
Oh, that is some serious 80s hair that Oprah is rocking there.
Oh, totally. Merry Christmas from Oprah. Yeah.
But he's got to call her back because he's got Dinah Shore on the other line, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now she does an imitation of the Pee Wee laugh. And Dinah's still singing.
And she's kind of a callback to those old Perry Como, Andy Williams.
Definitely.
You know, Christmas specials where you're like, when you were a kid, when you and I were kids, we're like, who are all these people? And why are they on a special? And why are they singing? And why are we watching it?
Yeah.
Pee-wee looks like he's going to evacuate the booth here. Oh, the replacement Pee-wee. That is ingenious.
Oh,
there you go.
That's disturbing.
That very, isn't it?
And that's saying something for this show.
It is. It is.
Wow. And
we're going to let Dinah just do her thing there. I hear a Latino. There we go. Muy caliente.
I wonder which Menudo member this is.
I don't know if it is a Menudo member, actually.
No. You're probably right. If Matt was here, he'd say, that's racist.
Matt thinks a lot of things are racist.
And
he's a white dude. That was racist. Are you ready to Gucci Gucci, Paul?
Oh, dear Lord. This is Ricardo, right? So it's Vic Trevino.
Vic Trevino?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound necessarily Hispanic.
It sounds much more Italian.
Yeah, it does.
But I could be wrong.
Now, say what you will about Charo, but I actually like her singing voice.
I like when she does the hoochie coochie.
Of course you do.
Oh my, he was in the Ricardo was also in the new Adam 12. He played a delivery guy. That was a couple of years after this.
Poor Ricardo.
Yeah. He played a Federale officer in Machete.
Oh. He needs a career. We need to get him a career.
Well, he does a lot of it sounds like he does a lot of community theater type stuff now and but he was also known for General Hospital.
Oh, okay. So he was a soap stud.
Yeah, so he worked.
He's too good looking not to work. So
yeah,
some casting director somewhere would be like, yes, I want him on my show now.
Yeah, I mean, it's it seems to be fairly constant work since this was maybe the looks like what Pee-wee's Playhouse was the kind of the second thing that big credit for him. He was in Born in East L.A. before this.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And, of course, was in Beastmaster 2, Through the Portal of Time.
Oh, I love that movie. No, seriously, it's one of my favorite 80s schlocky gladiator movies. Seriously, Beastmaster series? Heck yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I always remember Charo, of course, from, like, The Love Boat.
The Love Boat, yeah. Exactly. She has the distinct pleasure of being the number one most cast guest star.
Really?
Yeah, she did more episodes than anyone.
Interesting.
Outside of the main cast, obviously. Yeah.
Huh.
Mm, are you ready with your drink?
Yes.
How do you say pasta de fruta in English? another fruitcake.
Take a drink.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're saving up, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I did a fruitcake count. There's a lot coming.
Yeah, exactly.
there's a lot coming.
Yeah, I actually did I did preview a bit of this before. I didn't get this quite this far with it.
There, she just Gucci Gucci'd for you.
Yeah, got the Gucci Gucci.
Here comes the fruitcake. There's another fruitcake.
Oh, take a drink.
She's Jewish, though, Paul. You know what's coming, right?
Oh, seven more fruitcakes. Take a big drink.
Ah, isn't it one of these things where this is when they did the subversive thing here, where it's a Christmas special, but you're going to get a little info about Hanukkah too. What Christmas special does that?
Yeah. This dreidel, is dreidel, dreidel. Well, of course, there was the later, when the South Park guys did their initial animated short.
Oh, totally.
You know, it was about the spirit of Christmas, but it was also a lot about the dreidel.
Oh, true. True. And the little dinosaurs. Oh, the dinosaurs are Jewish.
How can you tell? Oh, yeah.
Well, they have all the Hanukkah stuff up.
This is true. I thought perhaps we were looking under.
No, Paul. Ew.
Okay, so...
gold coins, yay!
So Mrs. Renee was played by Suzanne Kent, who's played a nurse recently in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh.
Sort of a lot of bit parts in supporting parts in sitcoms and hour-long dramas.
Totally. Diana's still singing.
Yes, yes she is.
Oh, commercial time.
So again with the extra sugar-free gum.
It suddenly we're an Inside Out where the gum thing just keeps happening and happening.
Oh my god, it's the gum jingle. Oh my, no. Damn it.
Did I ask for the gum thing again?
A gift for tired feet.
Oh, socks?
Slippers.
Slippers.
Isotoner slippers, perhaps?
Probably.
Whoa.
Oh my god. Yep.
It is isotoner slippers. There you go. They look very comfortable.
Wait, don't they? You should get a pair for you. That little pink ribbon looks adorable.
Well, I can't. But I have two dogs. I can't have nice things.
That's true. You can't.
They seem to not like my current slippers, so that works just fine.
There you go. Disposable contacts. They've been around that long. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it was a new thing at the time.
It was.
The vision of the future.
Of the future. Oh, look, a little rainbow in there. She must be gay now. Oh, bakeware. Always a good gift.
Oh, yes. I had some of this stuff. I had exactly that set. When I went away, my parents bought it for me the Christmas I went away to university.
There you go.
And so I had that stuff for years.
My mom informed me this year I need to get new bakeware because mine is old.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, I'll get to that. Not on the list.
Yeah. Oh, the Waltons, Christmas special.
Christmas special. Poor grandpa.
We recently bought some new cookie sheets.
Oh,
one went missing. We're not sure what the hell happened.
Cookies ate it.
This is what worries me. either that or the kids, because God knows the little one. She'll eat an apple core and all. So,
really?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so now
stopper.
Yeah, we're getting to the end of the special here because all the cast of the regular Pee-wee's cast is assembled now. And they're putting the star on the tree. Yay! Yeah. And now we're going to get to see the tree all lit up. Aww. Uh-oh. Lights went out.
I kind of like this notion of the tree lighting up from the bottom and sort of drifting upward.
Mm-hmm.
Making fun of the commercialism of Christmas.
Yep.
Here we go. True meaning. Here it is.
The true meaning of Christmas.
Magic screen's going to show us.
Yep. The true meaning of Christmas is having your kids dress up in weird costumes.
Yeah, it's a very odd nativity. Yeah.
And say a line of dialogue, or they are going to get the hell beaten out of them when they get home. And look at all the angels.
Good grief. Randy's happy he got all straightened out by Pee-wee.
Yep.
Oh, fruitcake, take a drink.
Fruitcake, take a drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Take another drink, fruitcake.
Yeah, from Larry Fishburne.
Wait for it. My favorite part of this episode is now here.
Okay.
Great use for fruitcake, kids.
Nice. A new wing to the playhouse. Hello,
construction workers.
They are literally like bricks. See, and I didn't even remember that part of it.
Yeah. Hello, shirtless.
Now I understand why this is your favorite part.
It is my favorite part.
And Dinah still singing.
Yep. 500 something something. And now we have carol time.
Okay, so jingle bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
It came upon a midnight clear.
On a midnight clear.
Deck the halls
with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Oh, come ye faithful.
They're really doing the rounds here.
Yep. Sleigh bells ring.
Winter Wonderland. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He hears the hoofbeats on it, and Edipatha, the male lady, asks him if he's had too much eggnog.
Eggnog, yep.
Oh, and there's Santa.
There's Santa, and this is a magnificent Santa.
Oh, he's pretty much perfect.
He is perfect. Milk and cookies ready.
That's right.
Cookies.
Santa was played by Aaron Fletcher, who died just a couple of years later. Aww. He also played Santa in St. Elsewhere.
Well, there you go.
He used to play Santa a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at him.
Yeah. He was on. He was Mr. Tibbs in Little House on the Prairie.
Ah.
Different Mr. Tibbs.
Yeah.
He was a. Yeah, so in the show Gloria, he played Santa. Then he played him again in St. Elsewhere, and then, of course, here.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a picture-perfect Santa.
Oh, totally. Think about what we can do for others.
Yep, that's...
There's one message you come away with, folks. Aww. Oh, he wants Pee-wee to help him deliver
the presents. Pee-wee gets to help. Yep. Yes!
He's the best Santa there is.
Yep. And now we have Pee-wee's special wish coming up.
Yeah. Oh, there's Jambi. Here we go. Peace on Earth. New Year. And off they go to deliver the gifts.
Off they go. Go deliver those gifts, kids.
There we go. There we have it, folks. Hope you've enjoyed this little... Oh,
wait. We got more commercials.
Yes, Seasons Whisk.
Greetings from Whisk. I believe that is a laundry detergent.
That is ring around their whole ring around the collar thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at how dirty everyone is.
Ugh. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Dirty.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Dirty bottoms.
Wishing you loads of holiday happiness.
Oh, now we're back to the isotoner.
Back to the isotoner, yeah.
Who's got 85 girlfriends. He must be, you know, one of those, you know, very, very, very out in the woods kind of Mormons. You know, on his own ranch or something. I don't know how anyone can date more than two people at a time, much less, you know, eight. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're talking about dry skin now.
Yes.
Vaseline intensive care lotion, still around.
Yeah, it's always interesting to sort of see how many...
Oh, the Q-tip. And so just jab that sucker into the ear of your baby and everything will be fine.
Oh, yeah. See, no. Just no.
Fruit of the Loom underwear, and I believe this is still around.
Also still around, yes.
Yeah.
Just looking through a list of favorite holiday commercials.
Publix has one this year that has made me cry.
Here we go. Here we go. A Jell-O Jigglers for Santa commercial. Wow. they mentioned the Honey Nut Cheerios Scrooge commercial. Mm-hmm. In fact, on this list is not an isotoner one, and that was, interestingly, what was actually the search term I used. Mm.
And we're in the credits now, and we hear Dinah Shore ending her...
finishing off her song.
Many Days of Christmas song. The L.A. Register.
Oh, so they must have filmed in L.A. for much of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. 1988.
Oh, and she's got replacement Pee-wee in there, so...
Pee-wee?
Yeah.
Pee-wee? And she's done.
Alan Funt. Candid Camera Christmas?
Yep, Candid Christmas.
There you go. Wow.
Wow, that is crazy. Just frightening, kids.
Another commercial for the Garfield one and the California Raisins.
Oh, Garfield. How I miss you.
You know, you forget how huge the California Raisins were.
Although they were like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Them and Moonlighting practically at the same time.
Yes, that's right, yeah. My dad, the speaking of Law, you know, going back to Law and Order again, my dad used to, the theme song from Law and Order used to drive him nuts because it reminded him too much of the California Raisins.
Really?
Yeah, just that, wow. That sort of, you know, the boom, boom, ba, ba, ba,
the da, bum,
you know, it kind of had that, what's it called? What are they called? You know, that sort of, their version of Heard It Through the Grapevine, that sort of sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Shop KO.
I've never heard of them before. Shop KO. That must be a local Wisconsin thing. We should ask Kramer.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like they have Christmased it up though in their merchandise for
sure.
They
have indeed.
Indeed.
Lots of watches and stuff.
Last minute gifts.
Oh, love me some and there it's over.
And now it's done. Yay, close it before it autoplays something else.
Yeah, it'll be right. Autoplaying the Little Rascals Christmas special on mine.
I think mine was Disney's Christmas cartoons. So
interesting.
Indeed. Isn't that interesting? It knows us, Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Disturbing. Computo, you live.
Oh, Computo. Well,
so we'll get back to Universo and his brain shenanigans next week.
Absolutely.
Indeed. But we had to give you, you know, your Christmas this year. So
exactly.
you got a little Pee-wee this year.
So wishing everybody a safe and Merry Christmas and also a Happy New
Year!
So seriously, everyone, be safe, be well, and we look forward to talking Legion with you all again in the coming year. And we still have one more episode. I did it again. We still have one more 2015 episode. Yes. So that'll be out on the 28th. And then, of course, after New Year's, we will, you know where to find us every Monday.
Indeed.
Every Monday. So let's wrap this up then.
Indeed.
Comments, as always, are welcome to at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all these things, you can head over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, where you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble. And we will see you all next week.
Happy Shaka Kanaka!